Sportscast Sports Talk 101 on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. Sportscast Sports Talk 101.
Discuss, debate, entertain, and loud.
Sportscast Sports Talk 101.
Woo! Yes!
Time of the game. Season, week, day, whatever. I don't know. Football! Football! That's all I know.
What's going on, brother?
Holy shit. Dude, there's been news, there's been injuries, there's been signings, firings.
Yeah.
There was a Twitter trend that I'm not willing to
call out there. Yeah, we ain't gonna talk about that. We ain't gonna talk about that.
Yeah, if you want to know the trend, just look up San Francisco 49ers quarterback. You can figure it out. I'm not comfortable saying it because it just was very weird. but holy crap, dude. I don't even know where to begin. We got the scores we can go over, but I think we'll jump into some news first. The biggest of which is there's a new quarterback in L.A. that potentially will be getting – I think he's actually getting the start on Thursday.
I'm going to be honest. I was hoping he would have came to the Niners. I was hoping that he would have came to the Niners because – I think he could have did some good with the coach, CMC running the ball in the back. I mean, honestly, the defense, yeah. All you got to do is just, dude, you don't got to do that much, man. Just throw the ball when it's needed. Don't get no interceptions and let the defense do the work. So, but we got Josh, and I'm cool with that. But, hey, Purdy. Hey.
To be fair, though, I forgot he was still in the league.
Nah, I knew he was there.
The name, mm-hmm. I had to look up the name. I was like, why does that name sound familiar? And then I realized he was from Iowa State, which I can't stand because I'm a Hawkeye fan. Right. You know, so.
Not bad to be picked last in the draft and to win a game. They actually dominated. He threw a really bad interception, but hey, you know what? He made up for it, and not bad. They beat a powerhouse team, the Dolphins.
Yeah, so that is impressive because I wasn't sure how that was going to pan out. I know we both picked that, but that doesn't mean anything because it was still the Dolphins. Like, it's one of those that we could have seen gone anyway. So, yeah. Bravo either way for that. I think that's fantastic.
Well, we lost Jimmy G, though. That kind of sucks.
I saw that, I was like, oh, damn, here we go again. This is what happened last year. And then I saw the reports came out, surgery, and I'm like, well, there goes his trade.
I was panicking when I heard fracture, and fracture means broken, and I was like, oh,
well, the original report was broken foot, and I'm like, right. And they said he's done for the season, gonna need surgery. Now it's fracture, he's not gonna need surgery, and he could return for the playoffs, which is good, but depending on how well Purdy does, you may not even need him. It would be nice to put him in, but if the kid does better, you know, does good, why break what, you know, why change what ain't broke? I mean, do you risk further, you know, is he going to be 100%? I don't care if he's ready for the playoffs. How well is he going to be back? Is he even going to be, you know, took a long time to get back as it is from the last injury.
And I mean, we lost Mitchell, our running back, but we have CMC. I'm happy with CMC. I'm happy with Kittle. Debo scares me, man, because he gets hamstring. He's got a bad hamstrings. So if we could just not get hurt and just limp into the playoffs, that would be great. That would be great. But I'm not worried. I had a lot of people texting me, telling me, no Jimmy G. And really, honestly, the defense is – I mean, defense has been kicking butt. Special teams has been kicking butt.
Well, yeah, so I'm happy. That's the key right there is your defense has been – maintaining so well that it doesn't hurt you when your offense is kind of lackluster. Yeah. When Jimmy's having an off day, mm-hmm. you guys still win because.
Hey, I gotta talk. We gotta talk about your team, man. Your quarterback looking good. He looks good.
I've been saying this from the get-go since last year. The fact that Heineke came out of nowhere, anyways. Remember, he almost took out Brady on Brady's Super Bowl run and spoiled that whole thing. Brady would not have even stayed with the Bucs if Washington had beat him. Right. But that's the GOAT. You don't mess with the GOAT. Heineke should never have lost. Should never have had to earn. Wait, he should. That should have been his job from the start of the season. But he proved a point, and he's shown it that hey, this is my job. And Rivera said the same thing. Rivera said it's his to lose. I don't see him losing it. I see Wentz going to somebody else's team as a back.
275, two touchdowns, and then you had Robinson. Oh my God. Your boy McLaurin was on fire. 105 yards, one TT. They look good. I actually thought Washington was going to. I was like, oh, God, I'm going to hear vet Washington. I'm just waiting for it.
No, but instead we lost.
Now, it's a tie. It's not a loss, man. No, it's a tie. No. It's a tie.
That's all. That's nonsense. There are no ties in football. I don't give a shit if there are on paper. That's still a loss. Because what happens when you go, and this is my issue, what happens in the playoffs? Do they allow ties in the playoffs? No, they don't. Do they allow ties in the Super Bowl? No, they don't. What do? Now, granted, we have not seen this before in the Super Bowl, and I don't know the last time there's ever been a tie, you know, it's gone to overtime in the playoffs. But if the Super Bowl were to go to end in regulation with a tie score, goes to overtime. We know that's how that works. At the end of overtime, if it's a tie, what do they do in the Super Bowl? Guess what? You're going to keep playing.
Right.
They have done that before. They implemented the ties because years ago, I don't remember the two teams. It might have been Denver and one other, but they played basically what was the equivalent of like two full games. It was like eight quarters.
Right.
So then they made the ties a thing. That shit needs to go. Because if you don't have a tie in the playoffs and you don't have ties in the Super Bowl, you don't need a tie in the regular season. I'm not saying that you keep playing until you win like eight quarters long or it goes like 18 innings like in baseball or something stupid. Mm-hmm. But there should be a way that you can modify the rules and adjust it to fix so you don't have that issue. Play it like high school football when you go to overtime. Play it like college football where you put them at the 25-yard line and you give them four downs. And let both teams get that opportunity. You start at the 25, you got four downs. If you get a first down, you get another four downs. If you F up and you don't, tough shit. The other team gets the ball at the 25, four downs, get a field goal or a touchdown, and that's it. Whoever wins it, there you go. If the first team that gets it manages to get a touchdown or a field goal, the other team still gets the opportunity, and there you go. It shouldn't be that hard.
So now Washington is underneath the Giants. They're technically in the standings, it goes Philly, Dallas, Giants, Washington. That would have been great if the Giants would have been 8-5?
Yeah.
And over the Giants and closer to the Cowboys, because the Cowboys are 9-3.
Yeah, but now it's disgusting that we're at this position where we're at. I'm not a fan of this whole thing. We should have won the game. It's not a loss, but it's still a loss in my books, and I'm not pleased with that outcome because it screws us up in the long run for the playoffs. It does affect things. It changes the outlook of everything. I was hoping the Eagles would lose or the Cowboys would lose. Did I expect the Cowboys to lose? No chance in hell. Did I hope the Eagles would? Kind of, but I think the powerhouse.
We totally forgot about AJ Brown going back to Tennessee.
So my thing is the Eagles are 11-1 and the Cowboys are 9-3. And as you guys noticed, I put in the title for the show, do we have a new NFC powerhouse? We do. In my opinion, I think the Cowboys are the best team in the NFC. I don't think the Eagles are. I think they've gotten lucky with a few games. I think it's clear at this point within the last several games since Dak came back, that's a different Cowboys team. That is the toughest team in the NFC. I think the NFC East overall is the toughest division in the NFL. I don't think there's a division, NFC or AFC, that could top the NFC East at this point. Right now, going at this stage in the season. I think that is the toughest team division in the league. And I'm sure there are people out there that'll be like, you're effing nuts. But if you look at the records of every division in the league, there is not a team, there's not a division where every single team is over 500. There's not. Right. You don't, I mean, all four of those teams could be playoff teams at the end of the season, which is ridiculous to even think.
But we all know whatever happens in the regular season is the regular season. It's in the playoffs, it's all different.
It means absolutely nothing, because we know that the Giants went 8-8 in the regular season several years ago when they won the Super Bowl, both times that they won the Super Bowl with Eli. And guess what? They were on the road. They were the underdog on the road, and they won every single game and won the Super Bowl against all odds. I'm not saying that Washington can do that, but I'm also not saying that they can't, because I didn't think that they were going to be 7-5 and won this season. I also didn't expect the Eagles to be sitting at 11-1, the Cowboys 9-3, the Giants 7-4-1, and the Vikings 10-2. Like, so my predictions are all out the window. Like, I don't understand anything anymore.
So were you excited when you saw Deshaun Watson hit the field?
I mean, I was excited when he got actually hit the field, like someone hit him to the ground.
The only reason why the Browns won was because of the special teams and the defense. He didn't do anything. Now, I did talk to somebody, a particular Canadian, who said, well, you know, he hasn't played any games and he's been sitting out. And I'm like, what was he doing? Was he getting ready? What was he doing?
That's his choice. And I'm not counting this current season where he was forced to sit out. He sat out before that too. If people remember, he sat out the entire season last year because he didn't want to play for the Texans because he was too good. So he chose to sit the whole season out. That's called a choice. You chose to sit out and make yourself a crappy quarterback. I mean, you're overrated. You shouldn't have gotten that kind of money. And your crappy performance showed it there. The only reason your team is good is, thankfully, you've got two running backs that are fantastic.
It wasn't even
and Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt.
It was the defense. They got an interception. They got a pick six. The defense, special team said, okay, Deshaun, welcome back. We got this. We're gonna take care of you. Because, I mean, good Lord, they got a safety.
I'm trying to, and I'm looking through the scores to figure out the most unexpected score. Dallas is on a whole nother playing level at this point.
I didn't think Detroit would do a 40 to the Jacks 14.
No, that's good where I was Lord. Going. I wasn't going to count the Dallas game. I was saying Detroit putting up 40. But if you look at every game they played this season, they have been averaging like 20, 30 points a game.
Right.
Their record does not do them justice, which is weird, because what their record is and how they've been playing are very different. And and to be fair though, they're 5-7. I didn't expect them to. They're in second place in the NFC North. They actually have a potential. They could make the playoffs.
Yes, they can.
As weird as that sounds, they have the potential that they could make the playoffs.
But don't forget that bad man over there in Green Bay.
Oh, I don't care about him. He's a bum.
He won, but
let's be real. It's the Bears. And that's all I got to say. It's the Bears.
You win, get in. That's all that matters.
Yes. No. And I understand that. Yeah. But as I said, now, do we know what happened to what's that running back in in Baltimore that thinks he's a quarterback. Oh, Lamar Jackson, look what happens when you run the ball and do too much. You injure yourself, you bonehead.
So, he doesn't have an agent. He is his agent, and so he does the negotiations. I hope the Ravens do the right thing, and they do like what Dallas did with Dak. When Dak got hurt, everybody said, well, Dak, he's screwed, but Dallas paid him his money. Do you think the Ravens are going to pay Jackson?
No. No, really? I don't.
They ain't got nothing else going in Baltimore, man.
They better look at free agency because they need to move on from this bonehead. He's going to destroy his career and ruin that team.
Nobody. If you look at Dallas, you look at all the other teams, what do they got?
I get it. The
Bengals. They ain't got nobody.
I don't think they want to. Let me rephrase that. I don't think they want to pay him. I don't think they have a choice, though. They may have to because they don't have any other options available. That was an ugly game. A 10-9 victory is as ugly as you can get. The only bright side of that whole thing was Russell Wilson had a kind of decent game.
Yeah, he didn't throw any interceptions. Oh, God.
17-22, 189 yards, and that's all he did. I mean, he did run the ball twice, for 21 yards, but it was basically punts and field goals.
That's the worstest trade ever, man. I'm telling you, Denver is going to regret picking up Mr. Russell Wilson, man.
They regretted it, I think, several weeks ago. I don't know where else to go with that one.
Now you got Tyler Huntley, who stat wise, when you put him up against him and Jamar,
what's going on, Wilson?
Who's
armored rugby?
Good Lord, he's up. Man, you better go.
He's always up. The other news was the Titans canned their GM, yes, John Robinson, after 7 seasons.
Yep.
Not really surprising there.
Because you know why? Because they let A.J. Brown go. And what did A.J. Brown do? He said, all right, he circled Eagles versus Titans. He even said it when they interviewed him after the game. He says, I ain't gonna lie, I was a little bitter. I was a little hurt. They just let me go like that, and I'd be lying.
Yeah.
I didn't say it bothered me, but he did it. He got him.
Oh, and then Ron Rivera made headlines, because not like in a bad way. He just basically said Carson Wentz is the right now is the primary backup to Taylor Heinicke when he's cleared to play. I thought he was already cleared to play, but apparently they're just not gonna give him that luxury yet, and I don't blame him. Why? Wentz knows he's done in Washington. Mm-hmm. The team knows he's done in Washington. The fans have known that since the day he was signed.
Where's he gonna go?
I don't know. Wherever it is, it's
New
not
Orleans,
wherever he ends year, up playing, it's gonna. That's about the only place I could see maybe getting a starting job.
Oh, no. I got
Carolina's another one.
Carolina.
Houston.
I think they're going to give this kid another try. I think they're going to give him another try. But I think after that year, they're going to be looking for another. You know what? No, I take that back. That kid sucked. I think I would be looking for another.
Wentz is done. This is and literally the best thing here, and I have not seen this in a long time with an article about Washington, is there's no quarterback controversy in Washington. Do you know how long it's been since I've seen an article that starts off saying there's no quarterback controversy in Washington? I don't know the last time. There's always been. Since Mark Rippon. Not right. since Mark Rippon. There has right. always been a controversy since Gus Frerotte and Heath Shuler.
Yeah. You know what? I remember when it was Cousin versus RG3. Remember that? Yeah. And let's be honest. Let's be honest. RG3 was the man. Cousin, man. He just, because Cousin had that flair. Cousin had
He did not have the flair. The problem with that issue was that upper management, basically Snyder, wanted RG3. Shanahan wanted Cousins. Shanahan saw something in Cousins that he did not see in RG3, but Shanahan didn't get to say so, and that was the end of that. But Rivera didn't even entertain the thought of replacing Heinicke with Carson Wentz when the latter, once he's medically clear. But
that would be horrible. You know, I think
he looked, Washington's 5-1-1 since Heinicke took over.
I think Wentz should just play as a veteran backup and help some of the, and just like sit there with the clipboard, give the guy advice, and just be there.
I mean, how many teams do you go to before you realize you're just a backup? And it's unfortunate because he had, well, I don't know if he ever had potential, but he supposedly had potential and it just wasn't there. Now I get, you know, the thing they were talking about with Heinicke is that yes, they're 5-1-1 since he took over, but he hasn't unlocked an offensive juggernaut. They're putting up 20 or fewer offensive points in the past 3 weeks. The thing is, we're winning. And guess what? When we had this other quarterback that injured his knee and Alex Smith, he wasn't an offensive juggernaut either. He was consistent. He got the ball down the field. They didn't put up tons of yardage. They didn't put up tons of points.
You don't see, that's the thing. You don't need, there's different quarterbacks for different systems.
That's how Rivera plays though. Rivera is not like an Andy Reid or a Bruce Arians. Where you're just going to be throwing
air the ball. Yeah.
Rivera is conservative and plays smart football. Rivera coaches smart football, and he wants controlling time of possession. Things that Washington has done. That's exactly what they did against Philly. They controlled the clock. Clock management has always been one of Washington's weak spots, and they're starting to get that turned around. I think that they will be in the playoffs this year. I don't see them going as much as when they make the playoffs. I'll be the first one out there saying Washington's going to the Super Bowl. But that's the fan in me that will be saying that. The realist will be like, I'm happy they're in the playoffs. I think they'll get Pat, depending on who they face, I think they can get to the divisional round.
Who do you think they'll face?
I don't know. I don't want to say because the Eagles got a first round bye. That's clear. The Vikings. Right. Are going to be, I think, the other one that has the first round bye because it's always two first round byes in the NFC, AFC. Mm-hmm. God, looking at the schedule, I mean, it could be the Niners. I'm hoping to God it's not Dallas. For all I know, it could be the Bucks. I mean, there's a bunch of teams that I think can make the wild card round. And that Washington could face, I think some of those.
I'm worried now because we don't have Christmas Eve is when we play your team, and we don't have Jimmy G. We got Purdy, and that changes everything. That
it does, but
yeah,
we never know. We really don't anymore. This season has taught us that we have no clue anymore.
They got film on Purdy. For the Miami game, they'll get film again, and you got to remember he is a rookie. He is young, and coaches and players, they'll figure him out. And that's why you need run. You need Debo. You need Kittle right there, and don't have him do too much.
Okay, so we've got so. I'm just pulling up the playoff picture to see what we got so far currently. We've got 7 playoff berths available. There are 7 spots available, both NFC, AFC. Right now, the number one spot, the AFC, is the Bills. They went up 4 spots. The Eagles are number one. They haven't – they've been at number one, I think. I don't even – probably the whole damn season.
Right.
Number two is the Chiefs in the AFC. Then you've got the Ravens at number 3. They moved up the spot. The Chiefs fell.
Chiefs did lose. Yeah. Burrow.
Yep.
Only top teams get the bye. Yes, we know, Jeff. Yes, Jeff. We know that.
Titans are number four. Bengals coming in at fifth. Dolphins are sixth, and the Jets are the seventh team, seeded team, which is crazy that the Jets are on that list. Like, I don't think I would have expected that one. That at the beginning of the season,
I think they got something special in White. I think he's gonna do good. Aaron just said top. Yeah, I know. He meant something different, Jeff.
Yeah, well, the top two teams in the NFL, that still counts. One, you have your number one seed in both AFC and NFC. But in the NFC, you got the Eagles number one, Vikings number two. The Niners are still up there at number three. The Bucks are at number four at 6-6, which and Cowboys coming in 9-3. I think the Cowboys should be higher than that. I don't know. This is just what I'm looking off the NFL's standings with their playoff picture. I think the Cowboys should be higher up on that list than fifth. But that's just my opinion, the way they've been playing. The Giants coming in at six, and the Seahawks are seventh. Then you've got Washington at eight, the Lions at 10, and the Lions at ninth, and the Packers are at 10th, which if Washington makes – Jeff said Washington makes playoffs, they play Minnesota unless they get help. And if that's the case, Minnesota will end up knocking them out, I think. Only way Cowboys get higher is, yeah. Well,
you're forgetting another team, though. You're forgetting the Giants. Because the Giants
are still in the. Yeah. Well, no. Jeff was saying, I actually agree with it. You know, they get hired, they play. If they win the division, and the Cowboys could still win the division. They're 9-3. Philly's 11-1. If Philly falters and the Cowboys continue putting up points like they are, they could win the division. I've been saying that for 2 weeks now. Like I am impressed, and I got to give respect where respect is due. And Dallas is stepping it up in a way that I wasn't expecting it.
So Philly's got the Giants, they got the Bears, and then they got the Cowboys on Christmas Eve. I can see Philly beating the Giants. I can see Philly beating the Bears. It's the Cowboys game. I can't wait to see that.
And Jeff said we need the Giants to beat Philly. Philly can get beat. We've seen that. Washington apparently is the only one that's been able to show how that works. Trying to look and see what the other teams. I know the Jets lost, but that was another nail biter with
the Vikings. They almost pulled that off, man. Those guys.
Yeah, they did. It's like the Rams losing again, you know, but to the Seahawks, but that was a 27-23.
Rams are done.
Yeah, they're done.
They're done.
How about that? The Bengals Chiefs game. That was a entertaining one, to say the least.
Yes, it was, but Jamar Chase was back and he made a difference. You know, that's Burrow's guy. So that's scary, man. Bengals is scary.
Let me see. Where was it? Oh, I guess I don't have it on here. Damn. There was, I swear I shared something, but I guess I didn't. I know there was some updates to the week 15, Saturday tripleheader has been announced. So you got the Colts Vikings 1:00, Ravens Browns at 4:30, and the Dolphins Bills at 8:15. That one's been flexed. They did some other ones. They moved the season's second matchup between the Giants and Commanders into a national viewing. So that one got changed. The Patriots Raiders game got flexed out to out of Sunday Night Football in favor of the NFC East contest. So we get to watch Sunday Night Giants Washington, which will be interesting. And then you got the other ones. The Falcons at Saints and Lions at Jets were also eligible to play in one of the Saturday slots, but those are still Sunday at 1:00.
Right.
So yeah, the big one I think was the fact that Washington got bumped up. I had some other stuff that I pulled up, but I can't seem to figure out where I shared it. I've been sharing. There's been so much news popping up lately. Let me see. Maybe if I go here, I don't think there is much besides the scores. I think Dallas set another record with those points that they put up. Hey, what's up, Crow?
What's going on, Crow?
Because they set that record last week, I believe. And then they, with how many points they put up last week. And then, good God, 54 points. Like, the poor Colts. Dude, I saw that and I'm like, holy God.
Right.
Like, I don't know what who said what to what player, but somebody lit a fire in Dallas that has turned that team on a whole another level.
Well, first of all, Dak coming back makes a difference. You can look at his numbers and stuff and the scores per game. So that's helping. And then honestly, you got to give it up. Both running backs are doing great. So, yeah,
and I will admit I've been pretty harsh on Zeke, but he's stepping it up.
Dak is doing a great job.
Jeff said he's throwing too many interceptions.
Dak is doing a good job, and so what Jeff is trying to do, he's trying to do reverse psychiatry and say that the Dallas is doing bad because he doesn't want to see what happened when Dak, tried to run during a playoff game with no timeout. So that's what Jeff is trying to do.
Yeah, so that's why he's throwing. We can't win in the playoffs.
So he's trying to. I know exactly what he's trying to do.
Can we? Do we give respect to Brady and the Bucks for that?
Hell yeah!
That comeback win.
Hey, and I felt. Can I tell you something? I felt sorry for him because man, there was guys dropping balls.
There are some clips on our YouTube page. Sports Talk 101. If you go there, you look at under, let me see, where is it? Which sportscast? We're in Sports Talk. If we go over to Sports Talk 101's YouTube page, there is one of them that you can clearly see he is pissed after missing the deep ball to Julio Jones.
What can you do? But guess what? I love the joke that he said after the post game interview. He says, we planned that. We planned that. But he's the GOAT. That's why he's the GOAT, man. That was awesome. And they actually scored. That touchdown got taken away. And I said, oh, well, that's it. And then he scored again. Odell to Bills, mark my words.
Well, that was the thing. There was Odell says, I'm going to probably end up with the Cowboys. The Cowboys said, well, we don't know about that. I did see there was conflicting reports, which is what I didn't get, because Odell says one thing, like I'm probably more than likely going to go to the Cowboys. So
basically, and the Cowboys have concern after meeting with Odell Beckham Jr. The Dallas Cowboys have concerns after Odell Beckham Jr.'s physical that his recovery from his torn left ACL in the Super Bowl has not progressed enough. So he ain't ready. He's not ready, man.
I don't think he is either, but I agree with the Cowboys' concerns because they said even if we signed him, we can't use him till the playoffs. It's possibly. Is he 100%? Do they even need him? One, that's the biggest question. Do you need him in the playoffs?
No.
The way they've been playing, I don't think they need him.
No, first of all, you don't want this man to come out there and get injured. You know, you got, and as a business, you're not going to pay for somebody that's got one leg. It doesn't make any sense.
That's a bad sign all around to go to Dallas. I don't see Dallas signing him. There may be Cowboys fans that would love to see him there. I think that would be a bad move on the Cowboys' part. And I'm not even a fan of the Cowboys. And I agree with them to not want to sign
him. You don't need look just because he went to the Rams and he won a Super Bowl.
Well, the thing is, the other thing is, you sign him. Whose spot is he taking? That's the other thing is, where's he gonna go? It's you know he's gonna want to be. He's gonna want to be in the lineup.
You don't need the Cowboys. Don't need him. They don't need him. I don't mean that in a mean way.
Jeff said James Washington will be back plus Tryon. So we don't need him. And I agree with you on it. You guys don't.
There's a reason why these guys go in for these interviews, plus they do the physicals. He didn't pass. He's got issues. You need the burst of speed. What are they going to use him for? What, slots, deep ball? You need your leg to pivot.
Yeah.
That's a nasty piece. ACL, PCL, that's...
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it would be a good move at all for that one. Let's see. There's five playoff. I'm looking through, just piecing through the news. Five playoff contenders facing toughest schedules down the stretch.
Yeah,
the Giants had that was actually the Giants tie when they tied with one. It was the first tie for the Giants since Week 12 of 1997. Let's see. So how tough an opponent are the 8-4 49ers right now following the season-ending injury to Jimmy G? What about the 8-4 Ravens, who might be without Lamar Jackson for multiple games?
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with the statement, records are deceiving, because you got the Raiders are 5-7. You got the Titans are 7-5, who've lost two straight of the three of their past five. Right. So the Giants are coming in at number one, who have the toughest scheduled as the remaining schedule stands as the toughest among teams that have not been eliminated from playoffs.
Right.
With a combined opponent win percentage of 0.710. That's crazy.
Right.
Four of their five remaining games are against likely playoff teams or teams scratching and clawing to get in, such as Washington, the team they just tied on Sunday in Washington in 2 weeks. While the two remaining games against the 11-1 Eagles tilt the percentage heavily. There's a chance Philly could have the top seed in the NFC wrapped up heading into the final weekend of the regular season, which more than likely means that they're going to pull almost all their starters when the Giants face them, if they've already secured it, because that's always happens. I don't know.
We need to talk about, because we're skipping another important division that we need to talk about.
Which one?
Well, we got Tampa Bay, Atlanta, Carolina. Did you see 6-6, 5-8, 4-8, 4-9?
Yeah.
The South, the NFC South.
The South is. I'm trying to figure out which is in the NFC, one is the worst. Because remember, the NFC East used to be the laughing stock for so many years, and that has not didn't happen this year. That's actually the toughest division in the league, I think. As I said at the beginning of the show, I think the weakest in the NFC is probably, like you said, the South. But the Bucs have turned it around. At now, they're at 500. The Falcons,
yeah, 6-6.
Technically, I don't know if you could count the Falcons out of it at 5-8. I mean,
they're still in it.
They're still in it. There's I don't know if the Saints and the Panthers, I think, are done at this point. I don't know if I would say that they're still in it. It's like the Bears, we know the Bears are done. They're 3-10. You're done. You're out. The Packers in the NFC North. I mean, obviously the Vikings clearly have that division won. There's no chance of them losing the division. But the Lions and the Packers are both still in it, I think, and could still both one or both could make the playoffs. I don't really know. I think a lot's going to there's going to be different factors for the teams that are in the hunt. And those two are clearly both in the hunt. I think the Falcons are still in the hunt. The Bucks are in the hunt. And then the NFC West, it's the Niners and the Seahawks. And that's it. And I don't think I would have expected the Rams to be 3-9 on a 6-game losing streak.
You lose Cup, which is pretty much 90% of your offense, you're done.
Yeah. But Cup. But a 6-game losing streak and they're 3-9. Like,
Matthew's on the sideline. So he's
and they're not putting up points though. They only put up 201 points. They've allowed 280. That's a lot.
Considering
the Seahawks have put up the most points in the NFC West. They put up 318 points, right, and they've given up 304. That, like, almost double, 100 points more than what the Rams have scored all season.
Baker will not get the Rams to next 5 wins, Jeff. He will.
No, there's
will
no way.
It's not going to happen. That'd be a nice story. Could happen, but it ain't going to happen. Because he couldn't even do that in Carolina, and he couldn't do that in Cleveland. So, yeah. But yeah, I would have loved to see Baker Mayfield come to San Francisco, because I think that would have been great.
I think your coach would have had a field day with him, that type of quarterback.
Baker to Kittle, Baker to Debo, Baker to CMC would have been nice.
Yeah,
would have been nice. But I like Purdy.
Do you know? So, and I'm looking at the AFC conference now, and it's the AFC East and the AFC North, and as weird as it is to say the North, those are the two top conferences. I think looking at the East, you got the Bills at 9-3,
right?
The Dolphins are 8-4, the Jets are 7-5, and the Patriots are 6-6. I expected the Bills to be, you know, with a record similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
Based off how the Dolphins finished out last year, I expected that. I did not expect the other two. to be fair, I was not expecting to see a 7-5 Jets or a 6-6 Patriots.
Because you got a product from San Francisco, who's the head coach of the Jets, and you went and you got rid of Zach Wilson. You brought up White. I like White. I think he's great.
Has done fantastic.
I like
White. He came out of nowhere with that.
Well, Wilson, you know, he had a chance. Wilson, Ribby ever gave him a chance? I mean, not Ribby ever. Scala gave him a chance, and
the writing was on the wall when he thought he was Aaron Rodgers that can throw the whole team under the bus.
Right. Yeah, you can't do
Aaron Rodgers can throw his team and receivers under the bus. Zach Wilson is not is not on that level where he can.
And
do
then
that.
Corey, you know, and then the Jets. I mean, they got Corey Davis. He came back from injury. He played an outstanding game. I actually picked him up on the waiver wire. I'm going to use him against Kevin in one of our leagues. And then thank you, Kevin. Kevin told me, hey, you got White sitting on the waiver wire. You should go pick him up. And I said, okay. I grabbed White. White got me, like, in our league, he got me like 48 points, man. The guy, he's good. He's good.
He got me, because I actually won. I'm like at the bottom of the list for fantasy in the league that I'm in with, I think, you and a bunch of others. I'm at 4-9. But
I think Jack took out Jeff in our league.
Well, I'm playing Jeff this week, but I did beat, the team that I played was ranked third, I think. They're now fifth because I beat them 236-84 to 158. But I got 50 points from Gino, and Mike White got me 48.
Jeff, 46. Just so you know, Jeff, the only reason why they did get Baker Mayfield is they're gonna get a pick from him. You know, they did pay the money, but if something does not go through, they're gonna get a pick. That's all they got Baker for, because everybody knows Matthew Stafford is the man in SoFi.
Yeah. I was looking. Oh, that's who I wanted to see. Yeah, Jared Goff, man. Jesus. 340 yards and 2 touchdowns in that Lions win.
Don't matter. You got to win. You should have did that earlier. You should have did it earlier. She did it earlier.
Yeah, I know. He should have been doing that all season long. But he's turning it around. He's
got
them up to 5-7 now. So
they got St. Brown. They got Brown. St. Brown's a hell of a receiver. They got Swift. They got a team. And it all good on you. Just we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. Let's see. Looking at, and then we were looking at the standings again. That, and I was, you know, I was when I was talking about the AFC North, the Ravens 8-4. Mm-hmm. The Bengals are also 8-4.
Yeah.
But the Bengals have put up more points. 312 points. They've allowed 255. Mm-hmm. The Ravens have put up 285 and given right. Only allowed 236. But then you've also got the Browns at 5-7 and the Steelers are at 5-7. Theoretically,
I think Bengals are going to hop over the Ravens.
I think so too. But do you think the Browns or the Steelers could sneak in? Could you see either of them sneak in? I'd prefer the Steelers over the Browns, but only because of the Browns quarterback. I don't want him getting a bigger ego than he already thinks he has. Him into the playoffs.
I see the Bengals sneaking in there, man. Dude, Higgins, Boyd, and Chase with Mixon. Well, Mixon's hurt, but they still got a stud running back. Burrow.
Titans are 7-5 in the AFC South, and I mean that's basically it. You got the Colts 4-8-1, the Jaguars 4-8, and the Texans have one win, 1-10-1. I forgot they got a win. And then the AFC West, the former powerhouse of the AFC. Right. The Chiefs 9-3 expected. I wasn't expecting the Chargers to be at 6-6. I thought they might be higher, but you had a few players that were injured.
And they lost and some hurt. Close games. They lost. They had some close games they lost.
Yeah. I mean, the Raiders are 5-7. I think they were hyped up in the offseason because of Devontae Adams,
right?
Which set that everyone expected them to do better.
If they would have had Waller, the tight end, I think they would have been a better team.
The biggest hype, though, of the entire offseason leading into this season was the bottom of the barrel of the AFC West. The Denver Broncos at 3-9.
Be one of the worst trades ever.
Do you know what? They are actually, I'm looking at points for. They have scored mm-hmm. the least amount of points in 13 weeks of football. They have scored the least amount of points out of all 32.
If I was, I'd be here. You know what, man? You need to give up that paycheck,
the
man.
The Texans are 1-10-1. They have actually put up more points than the Broncos, which is terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I would have expected that. And I'm like, you know, the thing was Russell Wilson wanted out. He was this great quarterback, and we all thought.
But it's a team sport, though. We got – it's a team sport. They got to put some people around them.
But the thing is, we all thought, what are the Seahawks doing? Why are they getting rid of this guy? I mean, that was the big thing. And now we're understanding exactly why they got rid of this guy.
Because it was Pete Carroll who was the puppet master. That's why. He said, look,
dude, he pulled a Bill Belichick if I ever saw one.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. He got
dude straight pulled a Bill Belichick.
How old is Pete Carroll? Like, what, 80-something years old? How old? He's an old coach, but he's a smart, wise coach. And that was a deal. They got picks. They got a hell of a deal. And Geno, I would give him the comeback player of the year, man. This guy's like, he's a stud.
No part of me thought that was going to be, he was going to be where he was at. So I'm looking at the playoff picture. The Broncos are still in the playoff race. I mean, they're 10th. They're 15th. They're the bottom of the bubble for the AFC. And the Rams are at the bottom for the NFC. There are only two teams that are officially eliminated from the playoffs, and that's the Texans, which, you know, shocking,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And
the Bears.
And the Bears.
Which is crazy that the Broncos are still in it. I mean, but Chicago, theoretically, they're in it. I'm not going to say
Chicago. They do have something special in Fields, but
yes, and it's good to see that they utilize him. They're not forcing him to be a type of quarterback that he's not.
But you got to give this kid some weapons, man. He can't. He can't. You can't like have Jamar him running. You can't. You got to give him some weapons. Gotta give him some weapons.
Let me see. Let's go to the schedule. We'll do our pick. I'm not gonna jot the picks down at this point. I didn't have time.
That's all right. Let's get.
We'll just talk it out. At this point. At this point, there's too much going on, and it's gonna be harder at this point because the season's gonna be it's gonna be getting crazier with injuries and playoff teams dropping out of out of playoff contention. So our Thursday night prime time is gonna be. Woo! Raiders at the Rams. My money's on the Raiders. I'm sorry, Baker. This isn't going to be a win for you because I don't know who you'll be throwing to. I think the Raiders are going to win it. And I could be wrong.
Maybe Baker sparked the team. I'm going to give it to the Raiders. I'm going to give the Raiders the win because you got Davante Adams and you got Jacobs. That's a hell of a tandem right there. And then Derek Carr, come on, man. Get that ball to Devontae.
I think the same. I don't expect that they are the Raiders. I mean, maybe we could both be wrong on this one. And Baker Mayfield shocks us all and sparks.
Be a hell of a story. Let's see.
I don't expect it to happen. First game up for our Sunday lineup is Jets at the Bills.
I'm rolling with. I love the Jets. I think they're great.
I do too.
I think they're gonna put it's gonna be a hell of a game. I'm going with the Buffalo Bills.
The three team, but I don't. I know. I put Bills. Don't worry. I've been jotting it down. I put the Bills. There's a part of me though that thinks that we could get that one wrong. There's a slim part of me that thinks that the Jets.
They almost came back, but I like what I'm seeing in the running. I like the running game of the Bills. Stephon Diggs. He's been money.
The thing is also we're in December and this is in Buffalo. That's a different. That's like end of December and going to Green Bay. Right. It's along those lines. Next, Browns at the Bengals. Do I even need to ask you on that one? I'm going the Bengals. I'm sorry.
Going with the Bengals. Going with the Bengals.
Okay, thankful.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see. I don't know what we'll see there.
We got the Battle of Texas.
No. This isn't going to be the Battle of Texas. I mean, it is if you look.
Are going to be the massacre?
This is the Texans at the Cowboys, and the Texans may not. They may just forfeit, not even show up. Now we saw what the Cowboys put up last week. Mm-hmm. Week 13, they put 54 points up. I think week 14, we'll maybe see them hit 60 plus.
Can you imagine the defense is going to do?
This is gonna be
or the off.
Oh my god. You thought about it. You want to look at like a historical thing? This may be the one that sets the record books. This will be like the Battle of the Alamo. All over
Which
again,
was but in them San Cowboys Antonio. Like, was
dude, they are going to dose. If I were the Texans, I would be like, yo, can we just skip this game, please? I don't want to go there. Can we just take a forfeit?
Yeah, I got Dallas all the way on that.
Yeah. Next up, Vikings at the Lions.
Ooh.
I'm going Vikings because they've been on a roll. And like I said, they find ways to get the job done. But this isn't the same Lions team.
Right.
Like the beginning of the season. This is the Lions team that just won
points
in a victory.
News flash. I'm giving you my upset of the week, and I'm going with the Lions.
I'm sticking with the Vikings on this one, but
Swift Brown.
I agree. Is a possibility that the Lions can win this one. like I said, this is not the same Lions team that we're all accustomed to watching just get manhandled and go, you know.
And, you know, I can't see how these many teams with these streaks, win. You know there's going to be some upsets in there. There's going to be some crazy madness, but, I mean,
this next game, I don't think there'll be a crazy upset. I would like to see it, but maybe we'll get a tie out of this one as well. So it still counts as a loss in my book, but not on paper. The 11-1 Eagles will be going to face the 7-4-1 New York Giants.
I'm assuming you're going with Philly.
Okay.
Going with Philly.
Yeah, I am too. I'm going with Philly, but in the back of my mind, I'm hoping that that I get that one wrong and that the Giants can find a way to get a win. Not expecting it, but it would be nice to see it happen.
I'm sorry, man. I know you want your team and all, but fly, Eagles, fly.
It's not that. I just would like to see the Eagles get knocked down to earth every now and then, besides just Washington showing that. I don't see it happening, though. The Eagles, this is the Eagles and the Cowboys are different teams than they were a year ago. That's all there is at this point. Next up, Ravens at the Steelers.
I'm going with the Steelers.
That's who I was going to go with.
And I was going with the Steelers.
I'm going with Steelers because I don't know. We don't know what's going to happen with the Ravens at this point. You don't have Lamar Jackson.
Well, they got the backup quarterback, and if you won, he's not.
Maybe they should have. You know what?
Huntley maybe is not they could call, garbage.
Maybe they make a phone call and they bring RG3 back.
Yeah, RG's like, nah.
He's like, you know what? I'll pass on, I guess. I don't want to get hurt again. Here's an interesting one. Jacksonville at Tennessee.
I'm going with Tennessee.
Who won their Week 13 game? Oh, Jacksonville, that's right, got beat 40-14. And Tennessee, what was the outcome of that one? Where am I looking at here on this ungodly list? Tennessee lost to Philly, so they both got manhandled on it. Oh,
they just fired somebody from the Titans, so I think they're just going to play hard.
I'll look, though. I may use my upset for that one, but I doubt it. I'm gonna probably say that's not gonna happen this week. I probably won't put an upset one on the board. Next, oh shit, this is an easy one. Chiefs at the Broncos. Do I even need to assume that you're picking up?
Kansas City.
Yeah, that's who I went with as well. Panthers at the Seahawks. I'm going Seahawks I'm going Seahawks on that one.
Going Seahawks, man. I'm going Seahawks.
The Panthers are just a wreck. Oh, damn it.
Miami and the Chargers?
No, the next up is the Bucks at San Francisco.
Oh, the Bucks at San Francisco.
Yeah, Bucks. I know you want to go 49ers. I want to also, but I hate going up against. I'm going Bucks on this one. And
you got, let me tell you something. Did you see how they played last game? And did you see how the Niners played last game?
I did.
You want to go against the Niners?
I don't want to go against Brady, but the Niners are going to eat him alive. The only concern I have with the Niners is at quarterback. I'm not concerned about the defense, and I'm not concerned about the running game. They could probably just take an easy passing game, throw a couple of passes, and just run the ball the whole game and probably still pull out a win.
You're going to see Debo. You're going to see an IU. You're going to see CMC. You're going to see a whole bunch of guys running.
I'm not a fan of the quarterback, but that's just because he was an Iowa State boy, and I'm, you know, that's – That's a going college thing.
I'm going with my Niners.
I did too. I love Brady. If anybody can beat the Niners, it's going to be Brady making some weird ass fourth quarter comeback with some magical thing. I just don't see it with this Niners defense. And the last Sunday night. Oh, go ahead.
I was trying on a Bosa jersey the other day. Just want to let you know that. I'm just saying.
So Sunday night football, Dolphins at the Chargers.
I'm going with Dolphins, man. Dolphins, they're licking their wounds right now, and they got exposed.
Yeah, I'm going Dolphins on that one as well. And Monday night is the Patriots at Cardinals, and I'm going Patriots on that one.
I'm going Cardinals. I'm going to go Cardinals.
All right.
I'm going to go Cardinals.
It's the only one that we didn't get on the same. No, we did. The Vikings one was otherwise every one of our picks was basically on par. So it'll be interesting. I think it's going to, you know, it's always fun when we're on the same page. And we've had a few of those where we've been like completely off. But it's going to get tougher down the road, especially when we get, because week 14 is kind of it. And then we've got 15, 16, 17, and 8, 4 games, 4 weeks left. And week 15 is really where things really start to shape the playoff picture. Because and this is just a prelude to our week 15, where we get to talk about that next week, because we have a Thursday night game. Then we have 3 games on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Then we have our Sunday lineup. And then we have a Monday game. So we got football Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Love it. Yes.
And Thursday is going to be a good one because we know Thursday night football, week 15, that's a San Francisco game. Yep. We've got the Saturday games. That's a full plate of just nothing but sit home, grab your popcorn, grab your snacks, get your TV tray out, and just sit. Tell your wife, I'll see you on Tuesday. Because you're going to be sitting in front of the TV for 3 days, for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, because all you're going to have is football.
And you're gonna see some bones breaking. There's going to be, this is where you get your injuries, cold weather, hits are harder.
It's the first time, once you get to that part of the season where that Saturday games come in play, that's when everything changes, because that's when it's cold outside. You've got injuries starting to pop up. You've got teams that may be sitting players out.
We lost 2 quarterbacks last week, folks. 2 quarterbacks. That makes a difference. In
two that went down for injuries, and one that got traded or released, I guess, technically, and then went to a new team.
Right. It's going to be weird.
Late in the season. So, it's definitely going to be an interesting one, to say the least. So, guys, with that being said, thank you to everybody that tuned in on Sports Talk 101 on Sportscast.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Crow. Thank you, Wilson. Stuff.
They've been busting out. Sportscast has been busting out shows left and right with the World Cup stuff, with the football.
And look at that. It's autographed. Joe Montana, folks. Woo! Let's go, Niners!
Woo! We've also got baseball. We'll probably, we'll talk about what there's basketball. There's hockey. Hockey's just starting up. If you go to our Sports Talk 101 YouTube page, the link is on this little ticker down here. There's all kinds of new stuff. I've just got a bunch of new things added to the page. There's some new playlists, all kinds of cool stuff. We've got NFL game highlights. I post that stuff up there every Sunday night. I try to have everything done by Monday night after the Monday night games. But there's random NFL clips. There's NBA highlights. There's some MLB baseball highlights, some college football highlights, hockey highlights I just started getting up there. The random wrestling stuff that I find funny. There's some classic football stuff. Our shows every week are up there. Some news related stuff. And then all our shorts that I post. So there's all kinds of stuff. You can catch up on all the latest episodes. If you missed our show tonight, you can rewatch it on Sportscast, or you can watch it on Sports Talk. And if you're at Sports Talk, you can catch up on all other highlights and random stuff that we've posted. Check out the community tab on Sports Talk 101. I'm posting things there as well as on our Twitter page. So we've got that also. So yeah, otherwise we will see you guys here next week. Same time, enjoy. Same place.
Enjoy.
And who knows what'll happen, because it's week 14. You know there's going to be something crazy going on. It's probably going to be some, and we'll be getting ready to talk about what coaches are getting fired, because you know that's about to happen too. We're at that point of the season where somebody's going to be getting fired. See you, Crow.
Bye. Bye, Crow.
All right, we are out of y'all.